Welcome everyone to I Want More Action Reviews. And today we're going to review the movie Bullet Train that came out in 2022, directed by David Leitch. It has a massive cast. It has Brad Pitt, Joey King, Aaron Taylor-Johnson, Sandra Bullock, Michael Shannon, Bad Bunny, Zazie Beetz, and so many more. Why don't you tell us a little bit about what it's about, Frank?
Bullet Train is about five assassins boarding a fast-moving bullet train, only to find out that their missions have something in common.
Short and to the point. That's pretty much exactly what the plot is, right?
Yeah, we don't want to get too much into the twists and turns of the movie, kind of, we don't want to spoil anything. But yeah, it's a pretty good synopsis for what this movie's about, I'd say.
So we have Brad Pitt as the hero, playing a character named Ladybug. Okay, so this is one of those movies where everybody is playing like a quirky character. So they even have quirky names to go with their characters.
Yeah, it feels very much like a Guy Ritchie film almost. Where like, yeah, everybody has like a nickname, so like I said, it's an ensembled cast. It's all very kind of flashy. The cinematography is really stylized.
What I also noticed is I feel like this is the movie, like the style of this movie is the movie that Cop Shop wanted to be.
Yeah, they were trying to go for like this like eccentric quasi really, I don't say convoluted, but like the story really kind of folds in on itself because they're like telling five different stories at the same time really, and it's all happening at the same time like on this bullet train. But yeah, they're trying to like they're flashing back, they're showing different like origin stories, I guess, for the different characters. So yeah, it really tries to like I guess get a lot done in a short amount of time, even though the movie's 2 hours. Like it definitely packs in a really complicated plot in that time frame.
And while doing all that, like you said, the cinematography, the quirky characters, the action, it reminds me of a lot of Smokin' Aces. Like the style of it is very Smokin' Aces like, because of the kinetic camera work, the characters are all quirky. There's five to 10 different main characters in the movie.
Yeah, and this movie has the kind of action scenes where like some of the action scenes are straight up like action scenes, and the other action scenes are like maybe like almost from like throwaway scenes. Like they really don't show you the whole action scene; they like allude to it or they show you parts of it just to kind of get a point across.
Or it's
So,
done for a little bit of comedy.
but yeah, this movie is like all action. But one thing I was surprised is actually how funny and like coherent and well put together the movie is. Like for all these like diverging plot lines, like I understood what was going on throughout the entire film. Like I never really felt confused. Like there's like a bit of mystery that they have throughout the movie, of course, but like I was never like, wait, what's happening? Who are they? What are they doing? And really, it's all about like Brad Pitt goes on this bullet train to try and retrieve a suitcase, but he's some kind of like, I don't know what you'd call him. He's like a mercenary maybe,
Yeah,
or
kind of
like a
like a
spy.
mercenary.
I
He's
don't
not
know.
really an assassin.
He's not really an assassin, no, because he's like he doesn't want to take the gun. He doesn't
He's kind
want
of
to
like a
really hurt
black
people.
someone you hire on the black market to get a dirty job done.
Yeah, which is basically almost everybody else in this
Yes,
movie in the
yeah.
cast. But they all have different like motivations. They all have different missions. They all have different purpose of being there. And of course, like it all collides in the end with like a single bad character kind of like overshadowing all the characters. But it's still a fun ride, and I have to give it credit for like as chaotic and kinetic it is, it doesn't really ever get too confusing.
I got, one of the things you said is that the type of storyline that folds in on itself, and thankfully it folds in, but it never falls apart. Like everything is even though sometimes the thread is thin, it pulls itself back together where you're like, okay, that's how that connects to that.
Because they really find a way to like shove all these characters in your face during the film, and it all works pretty well. Like that's the thing. Like normally in any other movie with in any other director's hands, this whole thing would fall apart because like it would be crazy to try and balance out like six or seven main characters, right? But David Leitch does a really good job at that in this movie. Even though like he's mainly an action director, like he actually does a really good job at telling the story.
And him coming from, we're talking about David Leitch coming from movies like Hobbs and Shaw and Atomic Blonde, Deadpool 2. I feel like this is his best outing yet.
Yeah, I think this is almost like out of all his films, maybe this is the most accessible. Like, because Hobbs and Shaw, if you're not familiar with the franchise, you won't know who those characters are. And like, Deadpool is Deadpool, Atomic Blonde, like John Wick, like those are like action movie, like fans love those films. But like, I feel like Bullet Train is like anybody can sit down to watch this and they'll probably enjoy it. Like, not, and it's not based off any other, I think it's based off of a book, but it's not based off of like any other like franchise before this, though.
So what we're going to do now is we have three categories that we're going to pretty much break down this movie into and talk about: action scenes, directing, and acting. So let's start with the action scenes, Frank. Why don't you start?
Yeah, the action scenes in this movie are pretty fun. I mean, Brad Pitt really does. He did some training for this because you can tell it's him. Like, I'm sure there's stunt doubles, of course, but like for a lot of it, you can actually see his face, like what he's doing. And he's like, I think he's like 53 now or something. Like, he's getting up there in age and he's still doing this, even though he kind of does like he looks a bit older in this. But like, yeah, everybody really gets that. Even and he has a great fight scene with what's the name who plays Tangerine? I think
Oh, Aaron
Tangerine.
Taylor
Aaron
Johnson.
Taylor Johnson is great.
Yeah.
Even at the end too, with the two with like the main bad guy and another character I don't really want to mention too much. Like there's great scenes there. And like also the action is violent. It's a lot of like there's a lot of violence and blood. Like that's one thing David Lee, she doesn't shy away from that, which just adds to like the intensity of everything. And I think that's something this movie kind of balances, like the intensity, but also like the comical, I won't say lighthearted, but like it's very colorful. So it doesn't feel like threatening and dark. It feels like kind of cheerful and happy, but it's also very like violent and aggressive. I really like the little balance that kind of he found there with the action scenes. If someone's done for comedy, like you said, all the times it's just sort of for gratuitous violence.
One thing, like you said, like the action scenes are very visceral and violent and aggressive, but they're never played in like this gory, violent manner to gross you out or to make you feel
No.
uncomfortable. Everything's there to entertain. Like even like yeah, it's bloody, but the bloody scenes are there in a way to make you go, "Oh, damn," not like cover your eyes.
Yeah, and even with that, they always it's either Brad Pitt is making like some kind of like quib, or
Yeah.
like Aaron Taylor Johnson making a joke, or like one of the characters is like doing something kind of funny or semi comical. It kind of breaks it up. And again, that's a balance that I think like he tried to get that with like Deadpool, but like Deadpool sometimes is like a little bit overbearing,
That's also Ryan
and
Reynolds
it's Ryan
can be
Reynolds.
overbearing, yeah.
It's a lot, but I think for this. Brad Pitt is like he's just a good actor. Like he knows how to balance it out. Also, again, Aaron Taylor Johnson, like the whole cast here is really, really good. I think they just do a better job handling the comedy and just the overall, like I guess, comedic tone without it falling too goofy, but also not getting too serious. Again, I can't stress enough how like David Leitch kind of really walked that line between like fun and exciting and like visceral and serious.
Let's talk about David Leitch. Just move on to directing. I thought the directing was excellent. There's a lot of fun shots. There's a lot of great use of CGI. Nothing looks like overly fake. Like, yeah, obviously the scenes where they're hanging out the back of the train and stuff, like you tell it's CGI. It's what it is. Compared to like how Marvel shoves it down your throat, they don't really over CGI this movie, thankfully. There's a lot of practical stunt work and he catches all of it in frame, which I'm so happy he's not quick cutting the hell out of this film. Everything's all the action scenes that he films are in frame.
Yeah, it seems like a lot of those quick cutting in past films, it's just a matter of like they probably didn't get the coverage that they needed. They probably didn't shot list it, probably who knows, but it comes down to they just don't really get the footage or they don't get the coverage. Here, I mean, David Lee, she knows how to shoot action. It's probably the one thing, if nothing else, he does know how to do. So yeah, he definitely doesn't disappoint there. And I mean, and like, yeah, there's like, listen, there's a lot of dumb special effects, especially as the movie goes on. It actually
Yeah.
gets like stupider and stupider. Like, well, I say stupider, but it gets like more over the top as the movie goes on. But even though it's like with Marvel, it's funny because like I've come to like get tired of it only because Marvel, it's superheroes, and I guess in a way I'm supposed to take it like seriously, kind of, because like the superheroes and they want you to take it seriously. But with this, like they're just having a good time in Bullet Train, like it's stupid, but they're having fun with it. Brad Pitt's having a ball, like everyone's having a great time, chewing up the scenery and everything. It's great. Like even the CG at the end with the train going everywhere, like it's obviously like ridiculous, but it's fun ridiculous. Like I don't expect to take this seriously, and the movie knows I'm not taking it seriously, which is has this like self-awareness to it that most like action movies really don't have nowadays.
I think one of the points that you brought up that are excellent is that Marvel gives you all this, especially recently, subpar
Yeah,
CGI.
yeah.
And wants you to sit there and take it extremely serious. Like you're literally, like the CGI is what's really there, right?
Yeah, yep.
At this movie's like, hey, the CGI is quirky because the movie's quirky,
Yeah.
and you can sit back and just have a good time.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it doesn't demand you to take it serious. It doesn't even want you to take it serious. It just wants you to have a good time. And it's something that Marvel, especially recently, like Marvel not used to not be like that. Earlier Marvel films were just for fun, just to
Yeah.
have a good time. But like lately, the last like 5 years, I'd say even like a lot of every probably ever since like Infinity War, it really wants you to take everything seriously. And when it's Infinity War and Endgame, that's fine. But when it's like Thor, Love and Thunder, maybe not so much, right, guys?
Yep.
Like,
What do you think of the cinematography and the neon 80s color palette that he chose?
Yeah, that's the thing. He definitely changes it up, because so they're on a bullet train, and each compartment car is kind of different. Like each compartment car has a different like theme, lighting style. Even the way he shoots it, like every car has like different style to it. So yeah, he keeps it interesting. He always keeps it, you something to look at, some different color schema. Like again, like you could tell David Lynch put a lot of time and effort into this, and it really shows. It's a shame, because like I know this has been a thing in constant years of like Rotten Tomatoes score not being in sync with like audience score, and this is no different. So for here, Rotten Tomatoes score for critics is 53%, but audiences gave it a 76%. So like clearly audiences overall enjoy it, and critics like are like split on it. So but again, the movies are made for the audience. Like movie, especially movies like this. This movie was not made for critics, it was made for audience members, because that's who watches these movies, audience members. Critics watch them and they write reviews about them, but like majority of people are not film critics.
Let's move on to the acting, since we named a bunch of the actors that were in this movie. So what do you think of the acting, Frank? Why don't you start?
Yeah, the acting's really good, man. Overall, like, because that's the thing. The good thing about this movie is that it doesn't really rely on one person to like carry the whole film, because everybody has a fair amount of screen time. Everybody does a little bit of something, and everybody kind of brings something to it. Like again, Brad Pitt, Aaron Taylor Johnson, Joey King was great as like one of the villains. Like you know, even Andrew Koji was like I think the one of the samurai, when the Yakuza's son. Like he was really good. Like. You know, it just everybody in this really did a great job, and they really kind of took their all. But like Aaron Taylor Johnson and his co-star Brian Tyree Henry, like they're really good
They
together.
kind of steal the show.
Yeah, they do, which is good, because I felt like this was all going to be like Brad Pitt, and it totally wasn't. Like it surprised me how even his character is very tame in the movie. He's almost like trying to like disappear into the background the whole time. Of course, like it doesn't always work out that way, but like it just gives everybody else a chance to like come forward. Even like is that Zazie Beetz has a very small part in it, but like even her
And
role is
Bad
like
Bunny
really
too.
big, and Bad Bunny too. But like they're memorable characters. Like you remember them in the movie. Like I still remember those scenes with them. And so yeah, that's, again, it's an ensemble cast, but the movie feels like an ensemble. It doesn't feel like, oh, they just like again like, oh, it's Brad Pitt and some other people in it.
I really feel like Aaron Taylor Johnson and Brian Tyree Henry, Lemon and Tangerine, they're kind of also main characters, right? Like Brad Pitt's not the only, the two of them are also like main stars of this movie. The whole movie revolves around these three characters. And like what's like, yeah, there's other characters that come in and out, but these three characters, and also I would also say I mess up his name all the time, but bear with me, audience. Hiroyuki Sanada. He's also going to be in John Wick 4, which is awesome. But he's another character that has a lot to do with the plot, which we won't ruin.
But
But he's
even he
also.
and even he only comes in at the end.
Yeah,
Like
he's
the
in the
last like
beginning
half an
and the
hour,
end.
like you know, he's really not there a lot. But yeah, he does have a bigger part though than most though.
But him and who we won't ruin who it is, but him and the actor who plays White Death, they kind of put a blanket over the movie, right? Like they're like you feel them the whole movie that they're gonna show up eventually, and they do at the end. You know, the way they're written and the way you constantly get these little flashbacks of them, you're just like waiting for the White Death and Sonata's character to show up. So would you recommend it, Frank?
Oh yeah, I would definitely recommend. I also recommend that you see it in theaters too, if you
Yeah, me
can.
too.
This
I
is a
highly
theater
recommend it, and I
film.
think this is a theater movie. Like
Definitely,
it's it
definitely.
definitely has a lot of bombastic scenes that you need to you well you don't need, but you would want to see in a theater.
This is one of those action films where, because you know, some action films you can watch on TV and like they're all the same, right? But this one, I can tell you, like there's definitely a difference between watching it in a theater and watching it at home. Absolutely.
It's one of those movies where like the death scenes happen, you and the other audience all oh at the same time, and that has that good feeling to it.
You want to watch this with other people, not just like a couple of people on a couch, right?
Not like the new Halloweens where you want to
Oh
not see
God.
them.
Not see it at all.
I see it in
Exactly.
all those death scenes. Everyone's like cringes and wants to walk out. Thank you for checking out this episode. Please remember to like, subscribe, and leave a comment below and let us know what you thought of Bullet Train.